You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Guys, we are desperate. We need your help. When I look at this couple, Robert and Levita Proctor, it reminds me so much of my mother and father. They are missing. Take a listen to our friend Abby Peterson, KETV 7.
Tonight, that family is desperate to find the couple. They all tell me this is extremely unusual since Bob and Levita just like to be home, go out to eat, church, or the grocery store.
It's just really not right.
Monday night, the Proctor family is heartbroken, wondering where Robert and Levita Proctor could be.
I'm wondering if they aren't out of state at this point, really.
Lacey Fleming and Tammy Proctor are the couple's granddaughter and daughter-in-law. They say the couple has not been seen or heard from since Friday.
Guys, just hearing that, it sounds just like my parents' home, in the home. In our home in Macon, Georgia, working in the yard, going to church, the grocery store, going out to dinner, and then back home again. Where are they? Joining me, a panel to kind of explain to us what's happening. Bob and Levita's son, Victor Proctor. Lacey Fleming is with us, Bob and Levita's granddaughter, and the Aurora, Nebraska Police Chief, Paul Graham. First, to Victor Proctor. Victor, when did you realize not just your mom, but your mom and dad are missing?
Saturday morning, I thought for sure that something was wrong because I went over there at 10 in the morning and they were not in their beds. And I had stopped by the night before at 6 o'clock to see them and they wasn't home. My mom's always home before dark because she has glaucoma and doesn't see very good. And of course, my dad cannot drive with his conditions.
Okay, let me understand this. You go to their home. This is in Aurora, Nebraska, at 10 a.m. and they're not there. Is that correct, Victor?
Yeah.
That would have been January 14, Saturday morning. Are they early risers or late sleepers, Victor?
My dad wakes up early. My mom usually sleeps till around 10:30.
How early does your dad get up?
Sometimes he wakes up in the middle of the night, and if he does, my mom gets up with him so he doesn't wind up roaming off or something like that.
What did you do when you realized they weren't in their bed? Did you go look to see if their car was there?
I went through the garage when I walked in to their house and saw it wasn't there. And when I saw their bed was still made.
Bed still made?
Yeah, their bed was still made.
Do they make up their bed every morning? I mean, did they actually go to bed the night before?
My mom makes her bed every day, but I don't know if it's when she gets up. It might be after she makes coffee and does other things.
Levita Proctor, 92, about the age of my dear mother, 5'2", blue eyes, and she's beautiful. I'm also looking at her husband, Robert Proctor, 89, 5'9", 145 pounds, with thin gray hair. We believe they are together. Guys, take a listen now to our one, our friends at KETV 7.
89-year-old Bob Proctor and his 92-year-old wife, Levita, are from Aurora, Nebraska. The state patrol says the couple hasn't been seen since Friday. Investigators say the couple may be driving a blue 2007 Chrysler Pacifica, has a Nebraska Prestige Navy license plate with the number 1030.
I need to hear that again.
89-year-old Bob Proctor and his 92-year-old wife, Levita, are from Aurora, Nebraska. The state patrol says the couple hasn't been seen since Friday. Investigators say the couple may be driving a blue 2007 Chrysler Pacifica, has a Nebraska Prestige Navy license plate with the number 1030.
Lacey, I'm coming right to you, dear, but first I want to go to Paul Graham. Excuse me, Chief Paul Graham at the Aurora Police Department. Chief Graham, thank you for being with us. Do you mind telling me that description of the blue 2007 Chrysler Pacifica? But what about the tag is different?
It's got the it's a Nebraska plate. It's a military plate, and it's got 1030 on it as the number 1030.
So the tag is tag number 1030.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Got it. Chief Graham, tell me about the search for Robert and LaVeda Proctor.
We started out, we took the report on Saturday morning, and we put it out to our local area, and we got a hold of it. So if they run across them and they run the plate or they run them, if they have contact with them, it'll hit that they are, that they're missing or endangered. Now we tried to put out a endangered missing advisory, an EMA silver alert, but it didn't meet the qualifications for that at the time. So we just did with what we had, and we put it out like on the Facebook page. And I know Lacey has put it out, has been doing a great job with it, putting the information out, and it's been hitting a lot of places. And then we started getting phone calls in from people. Like we got a phone call in about Friday afternoon, seeing them up on our north side of our square. We had 3 to 4 people.
Whoa. What, Chief Graham? You got me drink from the fire hydrant. Too much, too fast. You state that they were seen on the town square?
They were seen on the town square about 2:30 on Friday the 13th.
Now, wait a minute. Victor, you saw them after that at 6 p.m., correct?
No, that's when I went to their house. We made a meatloaf, and I took one over to my mom and dad to give them some food, and they weren't there, so I put it in their refrigerator.
Aha. Uh-huh. I thought you got concerned when you saw their bed unmade on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
But they actually were not there on Friday night when you took the meatloaf.
Yes.
Got it. Oh, that's so important. Thank you for clearing that up to me, Victor and Chief Graham. So, Chief, you're saying Town Square, 2:30 Friday afternoon. Now, let me go to Lacey Fleming. This is Bob and LaVeda's granddaughter. Lacey, thank you so much for being with us. Now, is it true that they would go out to dinner and lunch?
Yes, they would. One of their favorite places is Raps Cafe, which is where they were believed to be seen on Friday afternoon.
What's the name of it again?
Raps Cafe, R-A-T-H.
R-A-F?
R-A-T-H-S.
Rass Cafe. And that is in Aurora, correct?
Yes.
Town Square?
Yes.
What can you tell me? I've been researching your case, and I understand that they travel without credit cards, cell phone, and neither one. Is that true?
That is true.
Oh, gosh. That's not making your job any easier, Chief Graham.
No, it is not.
Okay, guys, we've got a tip line. It's 402-694-5815. Repeat, 402-694-5815. I just feel, Chief Graham, that there's got to be somebody with a Ring doorbell or a stoplight cam or a toll, something that's going to catch them on video somewhere.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to work on now. We put it out to a lot of people to check their video. I went and checked videos. Some cameras aren't very good, so you can't really see a lot of stuff. So I've been checking with businesses along the way to go into Grand Island, which is west of here.
Hey, Chief, is it light blue or dark blue?
It's kind of a... It's not a light blue. It's not dark, and it's not not the lightest. It's kind of in the middle. Would you say that, Victor and Lacey?
Yes.
Okay, I understand. And I know exactly what kind of car you're talking about. A Chrysler Pacifica. Very highly rated for safety. I remember studying them when we got our last vehicle. So not midnight blue and not baby blue, but in the middle.
Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we need your help. Robert and LaVeda Proctor, they are missing without credit cards, cell phone. Take a listen to our cut 6. Our friend Aaron Hegarty.
And
Bob and Veda Proctor say something must have happened on Friday. The Aurora, Nebraska couple has been together for around 70 years. They were last seen Friday afternoon in Aurora, says one of their three children, Victor Proctor.
They weren't there Friday night when I stopped by, and it was 6 o'clock, and my mom normally always makes sure she's home before the sun goes down, because you don't like driving in the dark.
Saturday morning, no sign they'd been home. Bob is 89. He has dementia and needs meds, so an endangered missing alert was issued. Veda is 92.
She's been taking care of my dad for the past year that he's been slowly forgetting things.
And more from Aaron Hegarty in our Cut 7.
They're believed to be traveling in a 2007 Chrysler Pacifica with a Nebraska U.S. Navy license plate, 1030. The community is getting involved looking themselves.
It's a miracle what everyone is doing, and we just need to get to the end and find my mom and dad and get them back home safely.
So how do missing people alerts work in Nebraska? In this case, an endangered missing alert was issued, but certain criteria are required. Must be unexplained, involuntary, or suspicious. It's not for runaways. The person must be believed to be endangered because of age, health, or environmental conditions, or because they're with a dangerous person. There must be enough info that the public could assist when given the information.
When I heard Navy, that insignia, my dad was in the Navy, that insignia is very, very recognizable. Lacey Fleming, when did you realize your grandma and grandpa were missing?
Saturday morning, my mom had got a hold of me and let me know.
What can you tell us about them? What are their personalities? What do you think is happening right now, Lacey?
I just fear that they are lost or seriously endangered at this point. They're just the sweetest people, and they would just do anything for anyone. And it's very odd. It doesn't make any sense.
From what I can tell, Chief Paul Graham, joining us from Aurora, everyone is looking for them. Drones, planes, crop dusters, helicopters, all assisting in the search for Robert and Leveda. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
You know, what's the weather right now, Chief Graham?
Well, the weather is turning right now. We're getting a front that's coming in with some snow, so we're getting some icy roads right now.
An endangered missing advisory issued for all of central Nebraska. Aurora police trying to locate Robert M. Proctor, 89, 5'9", 145 pounds with thin gray hair, missing from Aurora. Also missing wife Leveda, 92, blue eyes, 5'2", very frail. Also, we're learning they're in a blue 2007 Chrysler Pacifica, Navy license plate 1030. They both need their medications with the cold front coming in. Now, this is also what we're hearing. Take a listen now to our Cut 5 from Abby Peterson, KETV.
The Proctor family hopes those leads come in sooner rather than later.
She's definitely intelligent and well off enough to definitely speak to someone to reach out. I don't understand why we haven't heard from you.
If you have any information or see the couple, you're asked to call 911 or the Aurora Police Department at 402-694-5815.
What are their ailments, Victor Proctor?
My dad has dementia, and my mom has glaucoma and doesn't see very well and always tries to make sure she's home before the sun goes down so she don't have to drive at night. She can't see corners and just doesn't drive well with the night.
I mean, and didn't she know the path by heart to Rath's Cafe and back home?
Yes. That is one of my dad's close friends that run the place, and he frequents there all the time. They know him quite well. They're like family.
But here is the family fear. Take a listen to our Cut 3 KETV.
Just really think that maybe Grandma just randomly had some type of memory spell, and she's just disoriented and lost and can't figure out where to go and just keeps getting turned around.
The state patrol says the couple may be in a blue 2007 Chrysler Pacifica similar to this one. It has a Nebraska license plate, 1030. There is a large Seabees logo like this on the rear of the car.
That's something else, Chief. The Seabees logo, typically it looks like a B. It's got on a sailor hat, the little white kind like Gilligan wore. And it looks like it's flying, I don't know, some type of a torpedo. And it's got a very determined look on its face. And underneath it, it typically says, can do, Seabees, S-E-A-B-E-E-S. So not only do you have the recognizable Navy plate, number 1030, you also have a Seabees insignia on the back of that blue Chrysler Pacifica. Also, one more thing. Take a listen to our cut four from Abby Peterson.
Troopers say Bob has dementia and needs his blood pressure medication, and LaVeda becomes disoriented driving at night. Their grandson, Victor, is one of the many looking everywhere.
Drove roads, pulled over, looked at low visibility places roadside on the, you know, common paths to the places they might go.
KETV News Watch 7 received this response from Aurora's police chief. Paul Graham says, quote, Civil Air Patrol has been assisting us by using drones to check areas around Hamilton County, Clay County, and Grand Island. We've also been contacted by citizens that have planes who have volunteered to conduct searches as well. We're continuing to follow the leads as they come in.
For all of you listening, think of your father. Think of your dear mother. What would we do to bring these two home? Tip line 402-694-5815. Chief Graham, what is your message now?
Every tip that comes in, we're following up on. And we just want to find him. We just want to find him. We want to get a sighting. We want, you know, we just want to bring him home. That's a big thing right now.
Lacey Fleming, what is your message about your grandmother and grandfather?
Please just don't be afraid to approach them. They're very sweet and very kind. And just go up to them and just ask them, you know, hey, are you Bob or LaVeda? And please just give us any tips that you can and just continue the search and just help us get them home safely.
Victor, what is your message regarding your mom and dad right now?
My mom was born with a set of wings on her back. She's had them wings wrapped around our family her whole life. I need all the Christians out there to put their wings on and fly and find my mom and dad. And the U.S. military, my dad is one of the proudest military people you'll ever meet. I need all them fellow military people to look for that Seabees Navy emblem on the back of his car. It's a CB with a gun and with a pipe wrench, a hammer, and a wrench. It's what's in the hands of that bee. They do construction.
Guys, you're hearing the voice of Bob and LaVeda's son and granddaughter and the chief of police. A cold front is coming in. Please help us bring them home. Tip line 402-694-5815. Godspeed. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.